Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 on Friday, July 1st, 2005. I'm returning today to my readings and reactions to the Book of Disquiet by Fernando Pessoa. I'm reading the passage today from December 25th. 1929, and apparently, in Lisbon that day, there had been rain, rainy season,
and it's been a very, very interesting process. Oh, the title, Tango Bay, comes from the last paragraph of Darwin's Origin of the Species, where he says how interesting it is to contemplate a tangled bank and the various forces which have created it, considering the problem of them have become the entrance for me to a problem rooted in the human mind. If these two people, Sylvia Frumkin and the 3 a.m. apartment hunter, were victims of a profound organic disease, which was exactly what all medical evidence said, or was to say, back in 1981, what Mia was all about. How could they be so rational, so inertial, so focused, designed to be clever game players when it came to their own acceleration? And I was wondering, in a further argument, he kept talking about this, but he owns an example, and he gave a rather detailed example of a world where astronomers looked up at their solar system and saw these perfectly.
I walked from one side of the room to the other, dreaming out loud of unconnected, impossible things, gestures I had forgotten to make, impossible ambitions only randomly realized, long, steadfast conversations which, had I had them, would have taken place. And in this reverie, devoid of all grandeur and calm, in this hopeless, endless dawdling, my pacing feet wasted away my free morning, and my words, gone out there and discovered something that they found multiplied as they reverberated round the imagination,
something profound which unfortunately had no immediate
human figure practical applications.
And I did my best back in Milwaukee while over the same to keep up the life of the imagination by reading
his joy listening to all the time and really becoming the soundtrack of 2005 for me. And which is, it's really quite wonderful that there's, you know, that songs like Chingo Bling's Walk Like Cleto, which is a Hispanic-American rap song about a rooster, and it's done in the rhythm of a rooster's walk.
I walked the avenue of my small room, enjoying in those vain thoughts a dream much the same as everyone else's. In the coolness entering through my one window, you could still hear plump drops falling from the rooftops, the accumulated waters of the rain now gone. There was still a hint of the sweet air it had left behind. The sky, however, was an all-conquering blue, and the clouds left behind by the defeated.
Phrased this way, as the behaviors of a profoundly ill organism, it all made sense. The problem which had bothered me simply vanished. And what had vanished along with it was the whole idea of a dualistic and transcendent mind. The whole set of ideas that can be summed up in the term the homunculus.
That the little person without actually getting into the next paragraph, I as a reader have to consider the possibility that a law is stronger because it has been submitted to a decided test. Okay, let's see how he just this idea. In the first place, for this test to be complete, all the body of the universe must return with their initial velocities to their initial positions,
where the major and minor terms of every metaphor were constantly getting jumbled up and coming back on themselves. And so I continued to think about this, actually, for a couple of years afterwards. It seemed like one of those things
screwed up on
that needed to be thought about, I guess.
Levi
Strauss uses the phrase,
and wow, that is certainly an amazing image, that he is alone on a morning by himself, talking to himself, and he achieves this extraordinarily beautiful image of dirtiness and messiness.